Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, it is episode 100.
I can't believe it.
It's episode 100.
I really can't believe it.
In some ways
it feels like yesterday. Yeah. And then in some ways it does feel like 100.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 years.
That is wild.
It's wild to
that
me.
That is wild.
It's been almost as long as you have the equipment waiting to do a podcast.
How dare you? How dare you bring that up? You know, if you don't remember the impetus of this story, mm-hmm. I had been wanting to start a podcast for quite a while. And I had a mic and I had all the
headphones,
stuff.
You had all the things. You had the box, the whole
thing.
And,
you know, I talked to Leanne about it off and on for probably 2 years. Mm-hmm. And one day she said, we're starting a podcast. She bought herself a mic and showed up at my front door. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
And here we are.
Almost 2 years later, 100 episodes in.
Yes.
And it has been so fun.
Fun. Big shout out and thank you to everyone who listens. If we are in your car, if we are on your walk, if we are in your house while you are vacuuming.
Yes.
If you are Josie and we are in your ears while you're welding. We just want to say thank you because it does matter.
It does. It's awesome.
And it feels like we've become friends. It feels like 100%. We do have a podcast family. Mm-hmm. And we're just really super thankful. And we love doing it. And we love hearing from you. If you so choose, we would love for you to give us a review on Apple Podcasts, especially with it being our 100th episode. We would love to have your review.
Yes.
That helps us so much.
Well, the latest review is from one of our friends, Dawn Lee.
Aww.
She wrote a review for us on Apple Podcasts. And
Dawn
just
Lee.
So appreciate it.
If you are listening.
She is. She's sitting in Holmes County drinking a cup of Joe.
She's drinking a frothy coffee.
That's
listening
right.
to These Are Good Days.
That's right. Hey, well, tell me your good day.
Oh, Matt.
I think I know what it's going to be.
Yes. It was Pitbull.
We need to know. How did it go?
We had so much fun. Okay.
I was worried about you, though. I have to say. I texted you a few times that night and was like, you haven't been posting. Did you break a hip? Are you salsa dancing? Did he pull you on stage?
And then I literally did not text you for a 24-hour period, and you were like, you're dead, aren't you?
You went off the radar. I would say probably, I doubt Daryl texts that much, but you and I text probably within 24 hours. There's a little something.
Oh, yeah, something. Even if it's just like
coffee, sure.
Yeah, can't talk now. Or sometimes it'll just be job.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, you have a job, I forgot.
Yeah. I have a couple things to say about concert going.
Okay.
I'm okay if I only do one or two concerts a year. And the budget, so if I'm given a budget and I could do 4 concerts a year but have to walk 2 miles, not have great seats, no, I don't want to do it. If you're in that season where you'd rather go to 4, have seats in the nosebleeds, walk far to
would you rather have 4 $100 concerts or 2 $200 concert
tickets?
That's
me. I would rather have 1 or 2 concerts. Yeah. I mean, the boys, it's so fun to go with people that you're treating because I bought the boys' tickets and I got us VIP parking. So they were like, look at all these people walking. Look at all these people walking. We were just passing them all. And then we got into the venue and the people that, you know, look at your ticket, they kept directing us to the next person to get
there.
That's awesome. They kept pushing it. And the boys kept looking at each other going, with their mouths open. Like, oh, and then we sat in the center section and we weren't clear down front, but we sat in the center section. Our seats were just so good.
Yeah.
We
Did
could
he sweat
see
on you?
Him like, no, but we could see his facial expressions and we could see him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we had to look at the screens.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
It wasn't like he was teeny tiny on the stage.
What was your favorite song?
Oh,
like if you have a memory.
Oh, well, the pre-show was T-Pain, And he and he did Apple Bottom Jeans.
Well, duh.
And I loved that.
Apple Bottom. If, that. If you, maybe people don't know, but that is your favorite song
that's
ever.
That's my favorite song. I mean, back like, when I was doing CrossFit, they would play it because they were like, let's just see what happens like, with Leanne when we play this because I
And then
just,
you stovepiped your neck.
Yes.
So you went so hard that you just went straight down on your neck and had to go see the chiropractor.
It's so true. I walked around stiff-necked for weeks.
You know, you have a really funny reaction with a crick in your neck.
Oh,
I wish more people knew that about you.
I don't do well.
Because you just kind of have a stare and a gaze. Well. And like, it was a hard time. It was a hard time for all of us. Thoughts and prayers.
I love Timber. I love that one. I love Fireball.
Oh, Fireball. You like the Get on the Floor song?
With Jennifer Lopez. Yeah.
Was she there?
She was not.
Who
she
sang
did
the
not
girl part? Here's the actual question. This is a good question, and I can't believe I haven't thought of it till now. You love him because he's a collaborator, but he's not a big singer. So who sings the stuff? Who's singing so he can go?
He's good. There's a lot of that. But
who's the singer?
Even when I went to Keith Urban, when he had his collaborative songs, the person that he collaborates with is on the screens singing that part of the song. And it's really cool.
That's interesting.
Because they're basically performing it for their concert.
So it was J-Lo's voice?
Yeah, it was J-Lo and her voice and on the screens in video form.
That's
with
interesting.
Him performing too. But his like pyro, like the smoke machines and the fire and stuff were really cool. And they would go with the beat. It was just fun. It was
really
fun.
Like if I were to go to a Pitbull concert, what is the crowd demographic that I'm looking at?
Well, I said to the boys, I was shocked that there were so many white people.
Okay.
And I was shocked that the boys were too. The boys kept saying, I cannot believe the age of the people here.
Because it's older
so
than what you
many
expected.
People, so many people over 35.
Yeah, I
so
can
many,
see
most,
that.
Most people over 35. Yeah. There was not very many people Joey and Charlie's age.
Yeah.
So that we found the crowd to be, we found that interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but I loved when he spoke. You know, there were a couple times that he talked to the crowd.
Yeah.
And just was very, it was just very impactful and just talked about being a leader and talked about.
Yeah, we talked about teachers.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was cool. Anytime, teachers,
if you
are listening, we love teachers around here.
Yeah, he talked about how a teacher influenced him and he partnered with that teacher and they've opened 14 charter schools across the country. They're leadership and athletic and music charter schools. And he started with his old neighborhood.
That's cool.
And I just think it's cool. I do think that there's a lot of booty dancing.
Yeah.
And Joey kept shielding my eyes at different parts of the...
Yours?
Yes, mine.
You should have been shielding
his. I
know.
It was so funny. He kept...
Whose booty was he?
He has dancers, you know, the
Are
dance
they men
on stage.
Or women?
Women. Yeah.
Well, I guess
he just didn't want me to just...
He didn't want you to learn something new.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what it is.
I guess. I don't know.
He was like, if she sees that, she's going to start doing it.
No. I would break a hip for sure.
No, I was worried about it, but she made it.
I did. That was my good day.
That's awesome.
It was so fun. Listen, big takeaway from that night. Don't forget to have fun with your adult kids.
Seriously.
Have fun. It can't just all be about watching the grandkids and helping and doing things. You need to have fun with your adult kids.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. Hey, well, my good day was this past weekend. We actually went to Columbus and visited some friends. So our friends Matt and Maggie are in Columbus, and then Disney Danielle met us there. And we celebrated kids' birthdays, and it was like, you know, it's the epitome, the epitome of these are good days because we didn't do a whole lot. You know, Maggie said, I got all the food ready. She had, you know what she made that we love is those ham sliders with
the poppy seed dressing.
Yes, with
I
the
love
dressing
them.
Baked in the oven, like that whole thing. She made those. She had the food prepared for us. And we sat around while the kids played outside. And it was just such
that.
A good time.
I love that. You didn't have to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
Is Chuck E. Cheese still a thing?
No. I think they're dying.
Are they?
I think they're dying.
Is Chuck E.
Well, Chucky's bye-bye. Getting old, and his animatronics are getting old. They need a little updating.
Oh, my kids.
But
I found two Chuck E. Cheese tokens the other day that I kept in my makeup drawer because I thought it'd be cute to give them to him one Christmas. And I was like, I'm just going to still hold on to them. Maybe I'll
That's
just
cute.
Wait for the grandkids. But
you might be able to sell those on eBay.
That place terrorized me, but keep going.
I've never taken my kids there.
Don't start now.
But yeah, it was just such a great night. And then we... all got Cane's for dinner.
Have you ever had that? Yes. I love Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
It is very good.
I'm a Chick-fil-A man.
I love Chick-fil-A.
I'm a Chick-fil-A man myself.
I love them both. I mean, I'll do either. But if you're going to make me pick, I'm going for the Chick-fil-A.
Same.
But if you say, you know, Raising Cane's is just up the road, 10 minutes, and if you're really hungry, you have to wait for Chick-fil-A for an hour, I'll stop at Cane's.
Sure. Okay. Hey, it's our 100th episode, and we we don't really reflect on ourselves, and we don't reflect on what this journey has meant for us. And so we want to spend some time just reflecting on what's come out of the last 100 episodes, maybe what it's done for us, some fun things along the way,
and
just
takeaways.
Kind of some reminiscing.
Yes.
What's that song? Do, 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 do. You know that song, Reminiscing, from the 70s? This is not a music podcast. Yeah. So 100 episodes and we're still not singing. All right. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I thought of some things that have organically happened on their own. And here, the truth is, some of these things have happened within our friendship over the years. There's just things that have happened that are really funny and that just happen, and like made up songs and goofy things. And so one of the things that happened organically with this podcast was, well, Matt,
I don't remember where it started.
I don't know. We need to go back and see which episode Matt started.
You know who would know is Tina.
Yeah, Tina would know. Shout out Tina, if you are listening.
Tina would know.
Maybe our bells this time should be for the people that we've gotten to know that have listened and have been part of our podcast family. I love it. But yes.
It might have been when you started making fun of me for the Christmas lights on the tree.
It could be.
Well, Matt, you still have Christmas lighting.
Hey, goodness knows that time's a coming, so you're not going to have to do anything.
You know what I'm going to do? Plug it in. Plug it in.
Okay. So, Matt was one thing. The other thing was the bell. How did that happen?
I think someone
and I want to say Cat Galacka Cat. We love you, Cat. I want to say it could have been Cat. Somebody said to us, you know, it's almost like you need a bell to ring every time you say
Embassy Suites, if you are listening. That's on my list.
So well, Matt and the bell for sure happened.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened is if you are listening.
If you are listening.
And that was born really with Embassy Suites.
It really was.
Embassy Suites, if you are listening. And then we started saying it whenever we would talk about something we loved. The Skyline guys were born.
The Skyline guys.
If you are listening.
Do you want to know something wild? I ate with the Skyline guys this week.
Oh, did you?
We didn't plan it around this, but it was just like, it just happened to be
Skyline.
We got together.
Yeah, Skyline guys, that phrase happened. Also, I'm 56.
Yeah, your age.
But you know what? When we started this, I was saying, I'm 54.
I know, 54. Did you say 54 or
did
we start
at
55?
I think 55.
I think we started at 55.
I think so.
I don't know if you ever said 54.
We started in November. I think it was 55.
Yeah.
But yes, that happened. And then something recent that has happened is, let's talk about food.
I know. It has been such a fun ride.
It has been fun.
I have some things that I want to reflect on too. Is, you know, I do have to bring this up.
Okay.
Disney.
Oh.
It's here's what's been fun about it. It is so fun to me when people that are in our podcast community will send me a reel about something Disney and they're like, I thought of you. Listen, when Mallory and I became Disney or travel agents that work with Disney, our first trip that we ever planned was with Jennifer Warren from the podcast.
Jennifer. And then you went to Disney and ran into our friend. And fellow podcaster Chelsea.
I know. Disney has been a big part of the journey. And, you know, the studios in Disney, mm-hmm. since we started mm-hmm. the podcast, we incorporated some Disney decorating. I've been to Disney.
Yes.
And it's one of those fun things that it's fun. I mean, we do joke about it, but it really is fun to be known.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes, it's fun to be known.
And it is connecting. Totally. You know, when people love similar things. Oh,
The biggest connection that came out of it is we learned that Carlos Whitaker was Eeyore.
Carlos.
That Carlos Whitaker, with one of his college friends, stumbled into a Disney audition mm-hmm. and became a Disney character.
Yes, yeah.
And you know what's sad about that story?
What is so sad?
He said people would tell their kids to kick Eeyore. What? What is that? Don't
is
do
that because was he a donkey?
He was.
What is he? Is he a mule? What is he?
Yeah,
is he
Eeyore.
A horse?
He's with.
What is he?
He's a donkey.
He's
and
a
he's
donkey.
Sad.
Oh, that's sad.
But Carlos Whitaker was Eeyore. He was the correct way to say this in Disney terms is he was a friend of Eeyore. We don't say that he played Eeyore because Eeyore's real.
Okay. Gotcha.
So yeah, Disney has been a fun part. Yeah. And I think the biggest reveal was most recently when Carlos is like, hey, you I've never told you guys this, but I actually was a character at Disney.
You died. You lost your mind at my kitchen.
And Carlos and Heather were so sweet to bring a gift from Tokyo Disney for me. So Disney has been such a fun part of that. And while we're talking about Disney, listen, if your family has been thinking of going to Disney, it is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But Mallory and I are travel agents that specialize in Disney, and we can help you plan your Disney
trip.
For free. It's free. Which is mind-blowing. A commission based off of what you spend at Disney.
Yeah, that's
so it's free for you to use us. Whether you use us or not, you're still paying Disney.
And they can tell you, like, we like this, but we don't like this, but we like this, but we don't like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. There are a couple of other fun things that have come out of this.
Okay.
Our live events has been such a fun part of this journey. You know, I will never forget when we had our first live event at the Mercantile. It was kind of like, what are we going to do?
Yes.
When we posted the link for Eventbrite to sell tickets and they were gone in like 24 hours.
Less than 24
it was
hours.
Wild.
Yes. Yeah. And the Mercantile, for those of you that may be new here, the Mercantile is a space that my husband Dee and I renovated, and there was just enough room. We bought chairs from our great little thrift store, local thrift store called The Nest. We bought chairs there and we took 27 people and we did a lot.
It was a packed
house.
It was so fun.
And it was something fun also. And we've talked about this before. And it was really us putting our money where our mouth is. It was a fun thing to look forward to in the winter.
Absolutely.
It was in the winter. We were a little nervous about that because of the weather, but it was so fun.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. Also, that's happened in this last 100 episodes is our coffee. Our coffee has started.
It is so good. Yes.
It is so good.
So
you have a link posted for the coffee.
Yeah, on my page, on my profile page, at Leanne Miller on Instagram, there is a link on my profile page for and to our coffee. Shipping is flat fee for $8. So I always encourage people, if you're going to buy one bag, buy three bags because you're going to be charged the same for shipping.
Right.
And it's locally roasted by a wonderful family.
It's so good.
In Baltic and Amish country. It's so good.
I think you have some of my coffee at your house.
It's upstairs in your kitchen.
You
I
remembered
brought it.
To bring
yes,
it.
I did.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's so awesome. You know, when we first started this podcast, one of our big goals, besides seeing the extraordinary and the ordinary, was also to celebrate people.
Yes.
And this podcast has brought people along our path.
Yes.
That has been really awesome.
Yes.
You know, I think of the early days. It's so funny to be saying that. The early days of the podcast when people like Shannon from West Virginia.
Shannon.
We love.
Oh, what about Jody? Cattle Queen. Kelly Brownlee.
I know. Just so many people that have been here since the beginning.
And so supportive.
Yeah.
And so wonderful.
I mean,
just wonderful.
And no one's more supportive than Mallory and Daryl, who let us get together and hang out and do this wild thing.
And really take a portion of your house to make a studio.
Yeah, it's true.
Although we're surrounded by Disney, we are in a little studio.
Okay, how dare you. Okay, here's another special thing is we've had some great guests over the time.
Yes.
You know, we, like you mentioned, Kelly Brownlee was awesome.
So
she came to us and talked about faith. and her relationship with the Lord. And I listen to those that. Episodes yes. so much.
I love that.
We had our friend Kat, who's a yes. clinical counselor, come
so good.
And talk with us. She was awesome. We had our friend Sarah Reith, who came and talked yes. about mentoring yes. and relationships.
The Nestor, McQuillan Smith. That was our number one listened to
yeah.
episode. And my takeaways from that, if you have not listened to that podcast, it was really good because it talked about how her new book called House Rules. Mm. And one thing I love, and my takeaway from that is learn the rules and then break them beautifully.
That's right.
And it's basically just learning to make your house your home and doing it in ways that might not be traditional mm-hmm. and even in simple ways that aren't super expensive. I love following her on Instagram. She's just the Nestor. Then we also had Sharon.
Wait, I'm not done with the Nestor. Oh, okay. She was, what I loved about her is, I said this to her, and I think it meant something to her, is her book was more than a decorating
yes.
book. It's so thoughtful and yes. so intentional.
Yes.
And her thoughts on life
are so good and so wise.
And
she's so cheerful.
She is. And she's fun.
Positive, cheerful person.
She's
yeah.
so fun.
I'd love for her to come to a live event.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And we at least have to have her on the podcast again because
yes,
she was so fun.
So good. Mm-hmm.
Then you brought up Sharon McMahon.
Oh.
Who her book comes out
yes,
this
yes,
week.
Yes, yes.
I have it pre-ordered. Yes, I saw it on my Amazon.
She sent me one with a note.
That is awesome.
And it was just so sweet. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, the Small and Mighty.
I can't wait mm-hmm. to get it.
Mm-hmm, so good.
She was so wise and insightful. And, you know, that's one, if you haven't listened to mm-hmm. that one,
especially
as we
now.
Head up to the mm-hmm. election, that is a great one for you mm-hmm. to go and just re-listen
so
to or listen to the first time. And you know what else I love about her? She brought up Disney. She initiated that conversation. Let the record show.
Sharon
brought it up.
Sharon. I almost called her Shannon. Listen, another thing I want to say about Sharon. Sharon is very thoughtful when she talks.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't just throw around words. But also she's no nonsense.
Yeah.
It's not like she is not somebody you're gonna run over either.
Right, right, right.
And I love that about her. She's very professional and very.
But she's also silly.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
She's
yes.
goofy.
Yes. It's why it works so well on
right,
Instagram
right.
because she can talk about some heavy things and then the next thing you know, she's reposting a reel on a whale.
Right, exactly.
You know, or
exactly.
Or an alpaca.
Right.
You know, she's a wonderful follow on Instagram if you don't follow her.
Yeah.
Then we had Carlos Whitaker.
Carlos was great.
That was
and
great.
Carlos's book recently came out. We've
yes.
talked about that. You know, Carlos in his new book has a chapter called Leanne, which I'm assuming is about you. No, I'm just joking. We do know it's about you. But Carlos was great. And you know what I remember about our conversation with Carlos was he teed you up for a question before we started recording. And it was, Carlos, how have you been disobedient to the Lord lately? And
yeah.
I was like,
have you been disobedient to God?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And it was
and
all
it
about
was
staying.
Such,
yeah.
Such
was,
a good conversation.
It was all about staying on assignment, you know, and I think especially in media, whether it's social media or even television, sometimes you can really allow yourself to start behaving in a way that's pleasing to people
mm-hmm.
and trying to please everyone. And I think that episode was good in the way that he was like, I need to stay true to the call of my life. And what I'm supposed to be doing. And
absolutely.
It's not necessarily that everybody liked me.
Yeah.
It was good.
I love that. Hey, something else I wrote down is, we do a series regularly called Stuff We Love.
Mm,
and
mm-hmm.
I love Stuff We Love episodes.
Too.
They're so fun.
So good.
I was looking at when we did the last one. We did a summer one. I think we're going to need to do one here in the next couple weeks. But Stuff We Love is where we just share some of the things that
we truly love
lately.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, we don't get kickback for a lot of those things.
Yeah.
And so
we're still holding out for Embassy Suites. We're still holding out.
Right. Hilton, Paris Hilton, if you're listening, you would probably have some connections there. But yeah, Stuff We Love episodes were a really fun
yes.
thing. And then you know what else I've loved is I survived a vasectomy.
Oh, you did.
I survived.
That was in the beginning.
That was kind of towards the beginning.
You by surprise when I said, well, Matt, you got a vasectomy. And
yeah, I like the way you say it. It feels French. Well, Matt, you got a vasectomy. It rolls off the tongue.
You were gonna delete it. And I know. You decided to keep it.
Listen.
And if that episode did anything, the belly laughing that Mallory did was worth it.
100%.
I mean, that was just really funny.
Well, listen, one of my coworkers listens to this, and she said something to me the other day. She is definitely in the season of life where adult children are leaving her home.
Oh, yeah.
And she said she was with her girlfriends, and she said, oh, you guys have to listen to this two-part series on adult children. And then she was like, but I also had to apologize when you said pits and parts. Because pits and parts is kind of gross. So,
yeah.
Kim, if you were listening, I'm so sorry for saying that.
Yeah, we won't say it. Birdbath. Listen, I also have to say, in these last 100 episodes, I confessed that sometimes I crave cigarettes.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go.
I haven't had one since the one I craved. But you know what? Sometimes, some days I think about it.
Lord, you better stay strong. Stay strong in the Lord and of good courage, because you don't need that wacky tobacco going in your system.
Oh, so many of you DM'd me and said, thank you so much for confessing that you crave cigarettes. Sometimes I do too.
That's so funny.
And then there were people that said, there's no way I could have one cigarette and then that'd be it. I'd have to just start smoking again.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. Well, I also over the last 100 episodes, I have had quite a few instances of Miller time where I've been held captive by you in your car.
Yes, you
and
have.
One of those times I even barfed.
Yeah, I threw up
in your car.
You threw up down the door.
Well, you know what?
At least it got caught in that little trough of the door.
Yeah, there's probably still some in there. There's probably still some in the little hand rest.
I'll never forget you looking over at me and you said, I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, are you joking? And you looked at me and you said, no. And you opened the door
And you were still driving.
Yeah. And then
you flew into a parking lot of a store and I flung the door open and it was just like, it was a little bit like a spray in my head.
No.
In my head, it felt like a fire hose. I wasn't that much.
I still have this image of you almost rolling out the door because I whipped into the parking lot so fast, but we still didn't make it.
I got most of it on the ground.
Hey, listen, shout out to Be Fearless. The shops Be Fearless. We did our third event at Be Fearless and it was so awesome. It was so incredible. We had to cancel our last event for reasons yet to be discussed.
We have a podcast that we recorded about the reason we canceled.
Yes,
and you were just like, I'm not ready to share that story.
Sometimes that happens. Yeah, you were so gracious because we recorded a podcast on waiting. And I shared part of the reason why we had to cancel our live event. And then I said, you know, I am just not ready to talk about this publicly yet. And you were like, that's fine. That's cool. That's good. So here in the next 2 weeks or so, I'll be ready to talk about it. But Be Fearless has been just a really, that was a great time. That was a great place to have.
It was awesome.
Our live event as it's grown, because it's grown.
Right.
And then we shopped. You know, each time we do this in Amish country, we want to be able to record on Friday night and then shop on Saturday because Amish country is so fun. And so many people could not believe how much there is to do in Amish country.
You can't really fit it all in one day.
Right.
There's so much going on there.
So much to do.
Okay. I also think one of my favorite things is our relationship with Walnut Creek Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Walnut Creek Cheese, or truly Walnut, I think you're just going to keep correcting me because I never get it right.
No, but
it's
listen.
Walnut Creek Foods is the parent company of Walnut Creek Cheese, the retail store.
Yes. And what has happened since we started this podcast is they have went from Walnut Creek Cheese to Walnut Creek Cheese End Market.
Yes.
Because a lot of people that are not from this area, everyone from this area knows that it's more than cheese.
Right.
But when you come from West Virginia or Michigan or Pennsylvania, you don't realize necessarily that it's not just cheese.
Right.
And that store is so much more
than cheese. So much
more
than cheese.
So it's Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
Yes. And you know what? When we started this podcast, we did not have a sponsor.
No, we
were like, we're just going to start this and see how it goes. And along comes Walnut Creek Foods.
Yes.
And Matt Keeler from Walnut Creek Foods has been so supportive.
Yes. Top-notch guy.
I know. With our live, helping us with live events as far as getting us food. They give us stuff for charcuterie boards.
They give us gift cards. The last event, they gave away a very bougie KitchenAid.
Yes.
It was so fun to see the lady who won it, because she had had her KitchenAid for over 15 years and was a baker.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to see her receive that gift. Yeah. And, you know, they really are not just a local company, but they are such a generous company.
They really are. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So Walnut Creek Foods has been such a great sponsor to us, and we're so thankful for them for believing in us and supporting us. And I have one more thing.
Okay.
I think one of the best parts about this podcast,
I wonder if you're going to say the same thing that I wanted to say.
Us hanging out together.
I thought the same thing.
It's like, even this, we just said this before we recorded this episode. You were like, okay, we haven't seen each other for a while. We have a couple things we need to talk about that's not even related to this. It's just about our life.
Yes.
And, you know, we're in different seasons of life. My life, listen, I got job, I got wife,
listen,
I got kids.
I sometimes text you 11 times in a row, and I think that you're just like, oh, Leanne, you're buzzing.
Well, listen, one day I was like, Leanne, I'm getting kids in the car to go home after school. We've got to give me a minute to breathe. But truthfully, it's been so fun to have these like set times where, you know, really, we love the podcast, but the before and after the mics go on and off has been really fun.
Yeah. It also, even the mics being on, what's been nice about it is I think that we truly spend time together, and it's our friendship, like truly in live time.
Yeah,
like really,
it really is.
And when people say it's like having coffee with friends, if you only knew, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah,
like that's exactly really what like we're doing. And I think also, and I thought about this tonight, I was in my pajamas all day today. I was in my pajamas all day.
We know.
So I had to go.
Did you even do a bar bath?
So I didn't even do a bar bath today.
You didn't even do a bar bath.
So I, if it was not for this podcast and it was just going to be me stopping by, I would have texted you and been like, I'll stop by later because I'm in my PJs and I'm just hanging out. And because we have this intentional time, it's been a good lesson.
Right.
When you have intentional time with your
That's
friends,
true.
It does, not only does it make you closer, but it nourishes your friendship.
Right.
It's good for your friendship.
Well, and I mean the lesson that came out of even the beginning of this podcast is if you have an idea, just start it. You gotta set a time.
Your equipment was ready to just be old.
Girl, I know. Listen, it's one of those things where we have said typically we record on Sunday night, and what are you doing? You need some Mega Babe. Stop scratching there. Listen.
Now that sounded horrible. I had a little itch on my bra strap. You know what I'm talking about. I didn't lift my shirt or anything, but it just had a little bit of itch going on. That sounded horrible.
But I also think it's like, hey, just start. Just start the thing, set the date. And we typically try to record every other Sunday night and get two in the hopper. Sometimes is it lately?
We had nothing in the hopper. I want to tell you something also about this. We all want to start something when it's great and excellent and doing so well and where it's supposed to be. And that's not life.
Right.
Sometimes you just have to start with a microphone that's not the microphone you wanted.
Right.
Sometimes
you
have to start with earphones that make
your ears hot. Sweaty ears.
You know, sometimes you just have to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you do it more, and as you're at it more, you get better and you get better and you get better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes what holds people back from starting is they want it to be where they see it can be instead of just beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you've been waiting, don't wait any longer.
Yeah. Well, you know what else? It's just been fun to spend 100 episodes together to reflect on the days that are extraordinary and ordinary and really look for the good in life and look for what's going on around us.
Yes.
It's fun for me to go back and think of the little stories I've told of my kids or the weekends where we've been home or the times we went to Disney or to a cabin with my family or all the things that are big and little and everything in between.
That's good.
And seeing the goodness in all of it and setting aside that intentional time to look for the good, I think, is important.
Yeah, I do too.
So, hey, thank you so much for being on this journey with us. We hope that over the last 100 episodes, you have also maybe seen the world through a little bit more of good, seeing goodness in the world or a little bit more joy in the, even in the ordinary and the extraordinary. You know, maybe you didn't go to Pitbull
and
then,
and maybe you've never been to Disney.
But I can guarantee that you've had days where you can look around and say, this was a good day.
Yes, this was extraordinary.
And so, thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Hey, and our hope is that as we look ahead, there's so much more to come. We'd love to see you slide into our DMs and give us some of your feedback on the podcast, that you're part of our family, and maybe even see you at a live event. And who knows what the future holds.
Yeah. Good.
Hey, thanks for joining us in this 100th episode of These Are Good Days. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.